Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, for many families with children, it's back to the school routine after Christmas break. And so prayerfully, you've gotten everybody up and ready for another day, another week, another year. But this week we're going to focus in on unwrapped gifts. It's the title of a series, sermon series, that I began yesterday here at Deer Run, and we'll continue for a couple months on investigating what God says about the gifts that He has given, but not just knowing what's inside the package, but taking the time to unwrap them so that we can use them. The purpose, the benefit of receiving gifts is not just that they look pretty. Some gifts that we receive, that's kind of the purpose, is for decoration. But the useful gifts, the ones that we open up, the ones that we use, the ones that benefit in all ways. These are the gifts that God gives to His children. So as we begin this week, we're going to start with the gift of self and recognizing that God's gift to us is of Himself as an example that we also would give of ourselves to others. Luke 22, verse 19, as Jesus sharing a meal, a Passover meal, with His disciples, He says, "And He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is My body given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.'" The idea, the fact, the awareness of Jesus to communicate the importance of Himself. Now, often we don't like to think about that. It kind of sounds a lot like pride when we do it. But there is value, there is importance in giving of ourselves, just as Jesus gave Himself to His disciples, to us, took a normal celebration routine, remembrance routine from the Jewish calendar, from their customs, from God's instructions. The Passover meal, a remembrance of God's deliverance of His people. Not just from Egypt, but from the angel of death. And taking those elements and giving expanded meaning that the bread was His body. The cup, the unleavened bread, the unleavened wine was His blood. And He was giving it to them as a means for them to remember, as a means for them to live, as a means for them to escape death, as a means for us to remember, to live, to escape death. And as we consider the gift of self, we realize that when we first give ourselves to God, we're more likely to give ourselves to others. In fact, Paul writes and talks about a church body, a family of believers that, well, didn't have a lot. They were poor. They were in need themselves. And yet their desire, prompted by God, was to help those that had it even worse than they did. And Paul says, you did not give as we kind of expected that you would, but rather first you gave yourselves to God. And the result of giving themselves to God was that their generosity far exceeded what even seemed possible. When we first give ourselves to God, our pouring into the lives of others steps up to an entirely different level. And that's possible because Jesus was willing to not only set the example, but to put that example into practice. Jesus says that greater love has no one than what one would lay down his life for another, for a friend. And just to make it clear, he says, and you are my friends. And I lay down my life not as you might expect, but he lays down his life so that we can be free, so that our penalty can be paid. But he lays it down in order to take it up again, to be made whole, so that we too could be made whole through him. And we live with the incredible privilege of a God who unwrapped the gift of self and calls us daily to deny ourselves, to unwrap the gift of self and give it to someone else. It's easy to read scripture that says that we ought to consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. It's hard to do it. It's that gift of self that we like to keep wrapped up. We like to keep it protected. We like to keep it, well, to ourselves. And God's encouragement, instruction, and command to you and to me is to unwrap this gift of self. Unwrap, first off, the gift of himself to us. But then unwrap the gift of ourself and use it for the benefit of others to the glory of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've demonstrated that love in that you unwrapped the gift of self and gave it to us through your Son Jesus. And as he lived and walked on the earth, he continually unwrapped that gift of self and cared for people and healed people and taught people, corrected people, leading him all the way to the cross. And on that final meal before the cross, made it clear that as he was giving himself, it was our willingness to take that and lay hold of it that would set us free. And God, as we unwrap the gift of self that was given to us by you. May it teach us and prompt us and lead us into unwrapping the gift of ourself. And first giving ourselves fully and wholly to you, and then unwrapping it to share with others. Forgive us of our selfishness and our sinful pride. And help us to live with the humility of giving. First of ourself to you, and then to others. And God, as we give the gift of self, may we lift up Jesus as our example, as our Lord, as our Savior. That as we lift up Jesus, may He draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.